We're doing Rav Chalap about the topic is Yisrael, and there's a very small piece here about our connection to the general people of Israel, which I think is very relevant to this week's parsha, where Reuven finds himself with good intentions destroying his life. Reuven has the best intentions when he interferes on behalf of his mother, and he shifts the father's bed into Bilhah, from Bilhah's tent into Leah's tent. And even though Reuven transgressed, the Pasuk right away says he's a part of the greater Jewish people. He is one of the 12 sons of Yaakov. So the Pasuk throws the book at him. The Pasuk words it as he slept with Bilhah. He did a heinous act. But our tradition is that the Pasuk was coming to stress how wrong his action was, and that his interference in the most intimate part of his father's life was something that was very wrong. He will spend the rest of his life doing tshuva for this. And the strength of Reuven's tshuva, part of the strength is Reuven is connected. And Rav Chalap writes, there's this general connection to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people at large. And that's a connection that is never severed. And it doesn't matter how many times a person fell and stumbled. We have a concept, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Afal pi shechata Yisrael hu." Even after a person transgressed, he's one of ours. And that's why if a person can connect himself, even if he feels very, very distant, but he can connect himself from above, he says, I'm still connected. I'm still one of the people. So then he can still do good. Sometimes a person falls so far, you ask yourself, what can they accomplish? And the answer is they can accomplish. They're still a part of us. They're still one of ours. And even if you'll say a person cannot accomplish for themselves, well, they can accomplish for everyone else. They can still accomplish. And this is a concept that gives a person encouragement that a person should never give up on themselves. Meaning a person always has hope. Even if on their own they don't have merits. Even if a person says, what can I do? You know what I've done? Nothing I do is right. So then we tell them, yeah, but you're not alone. You're part of a greater whole. And as a part of a greater whole, you still have hope. And even if you think you can't do it for yourself, you can do it for the greater good. And it has impact as far as the greater good, because you're connected to everyone else. Someone wrote an article which I didn't understand. I don't know what the person was referring to, but he wrote about Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy Siegel was a Jewish gangster who is, his reputation is that he's done very serious crimes in his lifetime. And this person wrote that the state of Israel wouldn't be around if not for him. That he used his contacts and used his wealth, and he wrote about it as though it's a well-known fact. I tried to research it and find out.
Actually, I asked a great nephew. He basically told me that when at a time when Israel needed weapons and they had no money, so he went around and he basically went to all his gangster friends. But Golda Meir said to him or something. Said to him.
No, that's what you see of Meir. No, Lansky.
Israel. Isn't
that the same situation? Bugsy Siegel had the chance, at least he said, to assassinate one of the top Nazi officials before World War II, who was meeting with Mussolini in Italy, and he was there in the same resort with an Italian mistress or something. And looking back at it, he says, "Yeah, I could have assassinated Mussolini and his top Nazi official, but." His mistress said, no, don't do that because it's going to get us in trouble, you know, or whatever. And then, something to laugh like that.
Yes, it was Meyer Lansky. Yeah.
Maybe the article was about Meyer Lansky. Could be I'm getting the name wrong.
That's a well-known story that he, the Golda Meir, he just went to him and said, hey, we need $15 million. And back then, $15 million is not like it is now. And he went and he went around to all his friends and basically they paid for weapons.
Ah, okay. So that's I didn't know the story. But Rav Chalap says, as down as a person is, they can still be connected to the greater good of the Jewish people.